This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Kelly Zing. Kelly is a cabaret singer, and from time to time, Kelly becomes someone entirely different. On Friday, December 27th, 8 p.m., at the historic Sheraton Opera House, watch Kelly incarnate Patsy Cline. The program is part of the Sheraton Arts Foundation's Holiday Concert Series. Kelly, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You're welcome. So at what point in your life did you know you were destined to become a singer?
You know, it was interesting. I always loved to sing, and my family sang a lot on trips and around campfires, and but I never really had a voice. And then suddenly, at 10 years old, I was into singing the Rose, like Bette Midler. And suddenly, I had this voice out of nowhere. And ever since then, any music teacher that I had, you know, I begged them for music, and I put myself through performing arts camp when I was in high school every summer. I just fell in love with the whole idea of singing. It gave me a way to express myself, and I love music, and I always have.
So what was your first big break? In fact, did you have one?
You know, my big break came, I think, in a series of little ones in terms of people, you know, recognizing my voice and giving me opportunities because of it. And I got a scholarship to college because of my voice. And then it was in college, actually. I was doing my summer internship as a senior, and I kept sneaking across the road across from the summer theater and singing Patsy Cline songs till all hours of the night, and started to lose my voice of it. And the Stevens College people said, look, if you quit leaving, you know, sneaking off the road to go sing these songs, and you work really hard this summer, you can come back as a guest artist and play Patsy Cline in the show Always Patsy Cline. And that's the very first time I ever played her. And that was many moons ago.
I won't ask you how many. We'll just go on to the next question. So you went to Stevens College, where you earned a BFA in theater.
Yes.
Do you incorporate acting into your shows?
Oh, of course. And particularly when you're playing somebody like Patsy Cline, I watched, you know, hours and hours of footage of her, listened to her voice on different, there's a live CD of her called Patsy Cline Live at the Cimarron Ballroom. And I really, really have worked on talking like her, walking like her. I talked to many people. When I was playing Patsy Cline in Wichita, Kansas, I played with her pedal steel player, an older guy that had played pedal steel for Patsy way back in the day. And he gave me, you know, tips about how she would stand and what she would do with her hands. And so really acting is a huge part of what I do.
Okay. And how did the show Purely Patsy come about? I know you do a variety of other shows. So how did this one come about?
This one particularly came about because we did the show A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline at DU here in Denver at the, what is it called? It's a, not Gates Concert Hall, but it's the Hamilton Family Recital Hall. And these people from Santa Fe saw the show, and they said, we really want you to come down and perform the show down here, but you can't bring, we don't have enough room for the whole show, so you can only bring one or two musicians, and you can't bring any of the other actors. There's just no room, because we were performing in a little place on the square down there called Casa La Cena. And I didn't know how I was going to bring that show down without the other actors, and we had a huge band and everything. So I decided, well, I'm going to have to write something. And so I, you know, just knowing what I already knew about her, and going out and studying more and finding quotes and more, you know, personal stories about her, I wrote this show. And I think it's one of the closest representations of her that there is. You know, in the other shows where I've played her, she's kind of in this bubble out there, and you don't really get a sense of who she really was. But I really, really tried to get a hold of that in this show and talk a little bit more, not only about her professional life, but her personal life, her husband and her children, and, you know, how she felt when she felt like she was stagnating, and how she felt the night that she got on that airplane, you know, which is a fatal night. So that's how it came to be. It was just out of necessity, and it really ended up being the best thing that happened to it, I think.
Terrific. Thank you. And I'm going to ask you to prove it in a little way for me. Would you sing a riff from one of Patsy's classics just to whet everyone's appetite?
one of her riffs, one of the classics. Okay. I fall to pieces each time I see you again. I fall to pieces. How can I be just your friend? How's that?
Wonderful.
To hear more, you'll have to come see the show.
Oh, yeah. So this is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've just been speaking with Kelly Zing as Patsy Cline. Come to her show on Friday, December 27th at the Sheraton Opera House. Kelly, thanks for joining
us. Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan.
It was my pleasure.
All righty.